Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi there. I was just calling to see if so I got an email and it was something about a Yeti bag. Took the survey, paid for the shipping. Is there any way I could track that my order?
Okay, can I have your zip code?
46528.
First and last name.
Austin Truex, Truex.
Okay, I don't see anything matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
574-238-4043.
When did you place the order?
About 3 days ago, give or take.
So, what was the last four digits of the card that you used to place the order?
0017.
Okay. So no, sir, there isn't anything in our system matching that information. You said it was a Yeti bag.
So I got it. Okay, so I received an email for the Yeti Hopper M20 backpack cooler, and I put my information in, and it said that you pay $9.99 for shipping. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I did that, and now you're telling me that I just got charged $10 for nothing.
Okay. Let me see here. So, could you spell your last name for me?
Truex as an X-ray.
Truex.
Yes.
Okay. And the first name?
Austin, common
Okay.
spelling.
So, no, sir, I still don't see anything in our system match your information. I would go ahead and look on your billing statement and see if you can find the customer service number that that the bank gives you. I think you may have the wrong customer service number. I don't know if it was doing anything with the Yeti products, but it wouldn't hurt to try and see if you can find the correct customer service number. Also, you can try giving us a call back to just to double check the account's still not in the system. But I ran all of your information and I don't see an account matching.
All righty, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.